We started. I see the music song. Hold on, mic's off. It's on. All right, man. We're listening to I think my father bought this one from a record store when they're like Tower Records. Like Tower Record was around. Or either that or Fry's, when Fry was around. It's called Lady of Song. 1950 to 2004. This is all old. Like, this George Clooney. Not Zeppelin, but George Clooney's aunt? Mom? I don't know. I forgot. Rosemary Clooney. Hey, Giorgio, where's my coffee? If you like the game, you know, espresso. Like the commercials. Okay, so why? If you see the video version, why am I on WorldCoin Index? Because Binance got hit big time, but they're still okay. Like, people leaving. We'll find out. We'll click subscribe and we'll find out. People selling. They're selling off. This is a transaction, so it got a little big. When they got the, everybody got the information, it's like, this could be selling or buying. I don't know. This traffic. This is, they're dead. These two, they're dead. Binance coins, yeah, see, Binance coins itself, just, that was Binance USD, so USD will never change. But look where they are, 325. Oh, so, I mean, it's not bad, but compared to, say, 3 months, the difference is bad news. Right. Does it drag everything else? Yeah. Look, BTC. Because they're transferring BTC also. Everything else that go against them will go up. Like the Ripple. Ripple always goes up when everything is down. So, like, oh well. Hey, good time to buy. Watch the drop. Watch the rise. Just the drop and then start rising. That's when you're like, I'm going to put money. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Oh, you want to put coins in your coffee? Like, what? What do you mean? Is it money? Put money where my mouth is. It's like, oh, that kind of conversation. Have friends like that. Of course. Of course, I know I'm not around any friends. Except you, internet. Or whoever. I'm not going to say what or who. Those have an interest in my things. Or listening. Oh, I met it a few times. Not in person, but I think a few times I saw them in person and they kind of walked away. I'm like, all right, what are you guys doing? What Truth. But anyway, bypass all that. I don't know what else is there. I was thinking something, then I just popped out my head like, ah, oh, crap. Hey. Oh, there's a shooting. That's a weird one. She's a trans, so I'm thinking, oh, okay. This guy pretend to be a girl, but it's a girl to pretend to be a guy. Here you go. I'm planning to die. Aiden. It's a girl. Pretend to be a guy. Why? Why? So, here's the thing. I got done watching this. This is really good. If you guys know Laura Eisenhower. Yeah, people think, oh, the crazy one. But listen to some of this stuff. I don't know. Laura, she had a talk, something. What happened? Can't find it. Laura and what was it? Truth. Journey. Truth. Secret Space Conference. You believe it, You don't, there's much more than you think it is. But she has the clear vision. And she talks really fast. You might have to play this. You feel interested, you have to play this like multiple times. But there's a key thing that she said that makes sense. There's a crazy amount of energy coming to Earth right now, and it's screwing with everybody. So you're gonna get these people just go off like, I'm gonna destroy everybody. This will mess up. Think that. Why not? I got that energy long time ago. I don't know who put it there. I got a dose of it. And I went through that phase, and it was so hard to reconcile. But then, afterwards, I cleared up. So, oh, yeah, I'm scrolling on the post, and so the Gwynny is someone collisions. Whoa. But anyway, not sure. Whatever. Today's day. I'm supposed to do a podcast tomorrow, but I'm doing it today. Like I said, titled Gladly Do It Podcast Today for a podcast on Wednesday. Because I'm not going to do a Wednesday one. Just like take off. So, I don't know. This crazy amount of this energy started a long time ago. But these energy, they were here. They were, they can be captured and ascended. So I think some people probably did something. I don't know. So I thought of something, but I thought of something like as a comic, like Austin Powers. I was like, we need a villain. And the villain, we want to destroy the horror. And blah, 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 and what maybe is a hint from the angels. I don't know. So the villain will come and we need a villain to destroy everything. The good guys will come out. Like, yeah, we'll fight. Then after we fight, our biggest party in the whole wide world. Beer drinking, bands, everything. No, I thought that was a joke. But then, now I'm thinking, I was like, oh my god. This is happening. Now, a long time ago. I mean, it's past few past decade. How many shootings, school shootings do we have? Why is there school shootings? Why schools? Like, I mean, there are people who say, oh, conspiracy. Yeah. You know, like Alex Jones said, like, I love the guy, but he says, Parkland is fake and something, they got sued. Is it? Is it double duty, a triple duty thing? Where it's like, we can attach this to that, and this person's already lost, and let's bypass. This, of course, when you say MK Ultra, and then I say, bah! But how do you know? How do you know it's not true, right? So, including all this crazy energy coming in from the planet. So you're acting out things, and then you realize, oh, I should be doing that. Yeah. Like certain people right now, I just do the normal things like yes, no stuff, because as soon as I talk, they want to conquer, or they want to do something. They want to point a finger at me and just, or they want to attack, and they can't figure out what. Yeah, that's part of that energy thing. You gotta hit the meditation. Instead of hitting a phone and staring at Facebook and TikTok and Instagram and all that stuff, take time out, breathe, clear your mind. Try to learn how to meditate with thinking absolutely nothing. Even for 1 second, your mind will be cleared. Okay. They can reconstruct Gwyneth Paltrow and Dr. Collision. Oh, so what happened? Oh, there's a. Oh. Wait a second. They animated. What video games did they animate on? Because there's really cool video games. I have one of those. It's like a snowboarding thing. Yeah. So. Paltrow and Sanderson collided. Teresa claimed Paltrow was skiing out of control when she slammed his back. So they're gonna. Blood curdling scream before he was hit. My name is Gwen. Move out of the way. Move out of the way. Oh. God, no. What is that news? Where are they hiding? Why is no Binance here? Because NTD says something about Binance. Why are they just keep going with this guy? This person, Red Rum picked. Whoa. So the person already have serious problems. Probably. I don't know. Issues. Kids have issues. Nope. Yeah, so yesterday I was watching Andy, and one person said it. She's from China. She went through the Marxism, the Cultural Revolution. So those people can tell you. And when I grew up in Taiwan, there were people coming in. I think I said that in previous podcast, but I'll say it again. They came, they defected to Taiwan, and they told the story to us in schools. What happened? What they were doing, like organ harvesting, way back then. That's like 70s. Like late 70s, the guy came in. It's like, oh, yeah, your counterpart from the big land is doing this stuff. And how they did it. And there's a huge study with them. Right? And before that, there was study done on, what was it? Bolsheviks? Right? The Russian Cultural Revolution. That's how it starts. And they're doing it today. To kids. Look at the kids. Most of the kids are okay, but a lot of them are like, they take a subject and push it out. Say, you're racist. Blah, blah, blah. That's how they do it. They get everybody to fight each other. Blah, blah, blah. Then boom, 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 boom. Then you control them, and they don't even need to pull the trigger, and they just walk right in. Take your gun away. Forget it. They walk right in. So you're not allowed to talk like that anymore. You're not allowed to use TikTok anymore. You're not allowed. You can only thing you can do is read the Marxist book we got for you. Your history is done. No more. That's how they do it. These guys, they've been doing it. It's like, oh boy. Well, good thing is that we over here in the U.S., we will not give up our guns. Like, I don't have a gun, but people don't have a gun. They don't need guns. Like, some people like me don't need it, but I have the choice. Somebody attacks, foreign, domestic. Yeah, I agreed. When naturalized, I agreed. You know, fight. And I will fight. I kick your ass. I'm gonna kick your ass, drink Tim's, drink some beer, have a hamburger, and be like, yeah, it's a good day. People are like, you're racist. I don't. Hey, look, if I'm gonna protect our interest, all of our interest in the future, I'm gonna try it. I'm going to do it. I have to. If you know what these cultural revolution thing is, it's bad. It's like, what did they do? The things they do, they control the whole population. But the funny part is, in China, thing, CCP is only 10% of population. Right? Like 70% are brainwashed. Well, like maybe 50%. Brainwashed to their agenda. The rest, normal. But it seems like it's kind of falling apart because nobody likes CCP anymore over there. But they can't do nothing. Why? Because they don't have Second Amendment. They can't bring out more. But the funny part is, that's illusion. Yes, you can. You got to be brave enough. You know, to get everybody a start. At some points, they will. Because all the banking, all the bank runs, all that stuff. And it's like, we had enough. That's it. Because all the guns in the world, even the Gatling guns, Lord, will not stop a population of several million coming after you. There's no way. Somebody's going to get through and it's going to punch you, or they're going to do something. Maybe pick up a coffee cup and smack it over your head. And that's it. Yeah, so cultural revolution. And the bad part is, if CCP is still alive, see, we did a great job for you guys. They would take credit for those things. See, you came up to us and you came out much better. We're the ones who made that happen for you. Oh man, these guys are like, poof. The puppy poof. So it's a deep fake. Crazy stuff. That's out on the post. I'm not going there. With a fresh air on the interesting coldway air profile. Oh, 49% off. Really? It's $444. Originally $800. I'm not getting those. You can just take a fan. And if you can pull on a stand or something, then just take a HEPA filter around the pan on the bottom part where it sucks in all the air. That's an air filter right there. It's cheap. HEPA filter lasts good a year, and then you can clean it sort of. Let's see how much they are. HEPA filter replacement. So you can get those. They have cheap ones, $39. They have round ones, which I have, it's $50. They will last like half a year. Just a tiny one. So you just, if you see me, put the link. Oh. You just pull a fan on top. You can pull a computer fan on top. Oh, that's a huge link. Jeez. Why is this? That's one thing I don't like about Amazon. It just takes so much crap. All this stuff. All the codes. The sponsors. They kind of just shorten it. But anyway, this filter. Yeah, just put a fan on top. That's what it is. All these things. Oh, they have some UV. You can get a UV LED. Guess what? Those are on Amazon. UV LED. Just type in UV LED. You got a whole bunch of UV LED. Here, fresh air. Just pop one of those things and put a fan on it. You got a air filter. You can get a can. I don't know how big this thing is. You can get a canister from like a drink, like Coke bottle or something. Coke can. Even if those who watch the Rumble video, I got my Ellie's coffee can. You can put one of those in there. Probably can make those. Yeah, that's it. That's what you need. You got your own air filter thing. You don't need. Even them, like, they have so many cool ones. It's people. You must spend $500 for this. Why? Because it's the best. No, it isn't. Yes, it is. No, it isn't. Such. Yeah, we know it's not that expensive to make, but we're the money suckers. I'm gonna suck your money. I'm gonna suck everybody's money. We'll be rich. It's like, you shut up. We give you a piece of the action. That's what they do. You know, these Ponzi schemes. Ooh. Ooh. So, should I go tech? Which one? I'll go Verge, see what they got. See if they got Binance. Nothing. Didn't see anything on Binance. Nothing. Yeah. What's this? March back to back. Oh, who cares? DJ feels like playing Avatar drone. Get comfier. Instagram. What? Gregor. Oh no. It's expensive. But I did see a cool thing with Linus Tech, which they didn't talk about. I'm on their email list. I might actually get it eventually, get one. It's called, what's that laptop? YouTube. Hold on a second. I forgot the name of it. Yeah. I'm gonna get it, but I forgot the name of it. Alright. I have a bad thing. I forget things. Framework. That's a framework term. Framework. Laptop. So now you can get a big one. They got a 16-inch now. That you can actually change everything, including graphics card. I'm like, oh, no way. Wow, this is sick. So this thing, you can say, I don't need a GPU. I can put something else in there. Wow, you can change the keyboard. You can put a num key in there. Like, wow, you can put a screen with it. Like, wow, holy cow. Well, there's not a lot of news, but you can change the GPU. I heard GPU, CPU, everything else. Well, there's like slabs on the side. You can put extra things in there. And it's like, wow. And this is better than anything else. Because really, I'm surprised, like Mac didn't see that. Of course they don't. They're proprietary. They talk, yeah. So, and they're gonna put all the stuff, the linkage, all the software, all the stuff. It's gonna be open source. So, you have something you want to build. Third party. It'll be like, yeah, there's a marketplace. Like, wow, I can get things. So third party can make stuff now. Man, all these modules. Like, what? No way. Can go all these things. So you don't have to throw out your laptop. You can just keep upgrading. Your screen dies. $179. Your screen dies on Mac. It's like, oh, you'll be a $1,600 thing. So, okay, well, that's price for your brand new laptop. They're like, yes. Like, that's it. There's nothing else you're gonna say, like, trying to help. So I'm like, I'm over it. Over Max. They lost it. I love the operating system, but I'm so used to, when I switch back to Windows, I'm so used to Windows. cycle. Key's a little off, but once you get used to it, it's like, yeah. You can still produce. If DaVinci Resolve, which I have, then it exists, I would have like, okay, go back to Mac, but it exists. I don't need Final Cut anymore. So this is great. I saw that thing. I'm like, wow, this is great. Okay, move on. TechCrunch. No, Twitter. They got Twitter. They got Techstar. How about the Silicon Valley being bought out by, I don't know, First something, something, something. And it's like, they're going to crack. And it's like, who's going to be the next? Freaking out, man. Binance? No? Yes? No? Yes? No? Nothing on Binance. They got sued. But nothing on it? No? Nobody? Nobody say nothing? No? It's nothing burger. But I have to say, NFT kill everything. Cause I mean, even though I put in my own NFT on it, but I just look at it, look how the way they're pulling together and promises they made. It's like, I don't think so. You guys just, the money grabs. First initial money grabs, and the price now is like nothing. It's like, Subway, you got it. It's a Ponzi scheme again. Now you got a ChatGPT. It's like, what do I need that for? What do I need the artist for? I can just chat it. I can type a thing. Right? Eventually, it's going to be like that. It's artificial intelligence. It would destroy the industry like that. The whole art creative industry, including photography, but I'll continue because this is passion, so I don't care. As far as generative stuff, I might actually use it if somebody asks. That I don't have, you know, I don't have the capability to produce that in time. I'll be like, yeah, ChatGPT. Or GPT, then I'll put my own background in and mix it up. But like, yeah. Oh, wait. This music is like an old radio thing. I have a called the Garage. See if it works. Just remember when a dream of his, you belong to me. I'll be so old without you. I'm just changing. Equalizer didn't work. It's very loud, sorry. I'm making it sound like old radio in the background. Before I go, look at Binance response to a CFTC lawsuit. Bitcoin briefly dips 27K. Did you come on in futures trades? Zao? Jumping Zao? Chomping? I don't know. The family of Zao. He's like, so I don't know what's gonna happen, but dip. Panic sell. Like, people are so weird with this. But then it does move around PTC a lot. So, I don't know what else is there. Anything else? 36 minutes. And I need like 14 more. Cars, I don't know. One more trend. See what the trend has. New Hyundai Sonata. Everybody has that Kia Soul video. Like, jeez. The classic Nissan Silvia. Ooh, history. Are they coming back? See, like, I think Nissan should go. I know they made the 280Z with 240, 260. I don't know, the new Z. They should bring the older Silvia back, because that shape lends itself to current stable of cars. I like the old Silvias. It's like R34. Yeah, okay. But the original, the old Silvia. Silvia. S13. Let's back it by that. This is what my friend had. I used to ride this thing. S13. It's a square box. Seventies, eighties. Even the old S11, like the what's dozen my ADSX, okay. Yeah. And those. The new ones, they're still getting around, a little bit rounder to the 80s. Like S14 is round, but I've seen so many really cool ones at S14s that have a nice body, you know, they pull all together really nice. And S, of course, S15, rounder. Those two, 14 and 15, lends itself to our current like car design. Like, I'm just wondering why they don't actually go for it. You know, Nissan's like, come on, Nissan, come on, get some old stuff back. They're like, no, we're new, but we're gonna do old, but it's new. It's old, but it's new. It's like weird. Like what these companies should, like the Dodge Challenger looks like, you know, it's modernized, but it's still got that feel, right? Mustangs, the new Mustangs have that feel, like the old Mustang. It's a little more modernized, but it has the feel. They can do it. You know, even like Cadillac. Go back to, well, this, yeah, it's Cadillac DeVille. I drove on those. They're like boats, man. Those so nice. Went from where I live, Bergen County, to Atlantic City. Once. Drove there. So you take over. Alright. And I hit a bump. That boom. This one. Oh, whoa. So, did we hit a bump? Power? I can't even tell. Like, wow, this doesn't nice. But can Cadillac bring this back? Square like this? Why not? Well, we gotta modernize. Or yeah, the computer. No, we don't. You can't bring one back. Complete square. And put like hydraulic as standard. So we can go boom, bounce up and down. Do the sideways thing. Yeah. Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it all back. What is the cheapest Lamborghini? Here's the most affordable. Oh, I saw something on the, I don't know where. What's a, I think could be on Crate. So, looks like somebody trying to ghost them, but sorry, Jack Carr. Oh, wait a second. So, they got C Corvette. So, I think what happened was the maybe it was the hurricane stuff and all this junk. Like, oh, we can't fix this. The body's still good. It's like you can use this kit cars. So, then somebody bought the body, bought the whole thing cheap. So, let's make it. Let's put jet ski on there. So, I saw it. I saw the website, Jack Carr, but then there's not a lot of stuff. You can book it. It's Miami Beach. If I'm in Miami Beach, I might have to. But yeah, let me see that thing. Let me see it. It's like you drive first. Let me see what you do. What do you have to do? So then, be like, yeah, I'll take a ride. It looks fun. I have one picture that's on the. That's what it looks fun. No? Why not? Well, maybe, I mean, it could be a crashed CA and they fixed it. Also. But can you do that? To that? Can you do that? Can do that with a Lamborghini? Oh, Kristen. No, this is old then. Can do that with a 55 Chevy EX, 87 Mule. As a jet ski. Why not, right? You can find some of these old cars. It's like, well, I'm gonna say anyway. The cheapest Lamborghini you can get. What's the cheapest one? Huracan, of course. Yeah, they're not expensive. And there's the SUV thing they did. Aventador. No, it's not cheap. Gallardo. Gallardo is the one that everybody, people say, I got a C8, but I'm gonna trade in for this thing. Where's the Lago? Yeah. Okay. Oh, a classic ones. Wow, the old one's only 55. Well, that's not bad. It's used, but you can fix it. So I get the cheapest one out of all the classic Lamborghini, cheapest. So the job. Take a job. Take the engine out, sell it, everything, seal it up. Let's make a jet car out of this. Yeah, let's make a jet car out of this. Yeah. Lamborghini jet car. Yeah. Do it. I dare you. Those jet car guys, yeah, they should try it. Yeah, alright. Enough about cars. Well, actually, no. Let's go drive. See what they got. I have a Alti Quattro rally car in Matchbox sitting in front of me. And I'm looking at it. It's like, yeah, it's Alti Quattro Group B. It's actually a Range Rover. Range Rover chassis. Wow. Well, I guess you need it. They're gonna go off road like crazy. That's a racer, yeah. That's what my friend said. It's like, you know, if you like your Ford Escort so much like that, you can take your current car SUV, you can just put on top of it. Oh, no. No way. No. It's like, you can go desert racing. Like, I don't think so. But my decision with turning my SUV to a shooting platform, I might actually do it. Because it's perfect for it. I have to find the guys who can rebuild it in such a way that I can take the back seat out. I can take the back panel off, the back end off, or the window can open, come off. We can shoot sideways or something. Can lean on the car and just shoot that way. It's such a stable platform, that SUV. It's aftermarket. It's got aftermarket parts, but it's just heavy enough that actually feels smooth. Like that's the perfect shooting platform you want. Right? You don't want bouncy stuff. Won't be perfectly smooth. But anything else? I don't know. Anything else for today? I'm gonna buy some different coffee because I'm sick of it. Get sick of like one flavor. I just finished Starbucks Christmas blend, which tastes like nothing. And this Lavazza is not bad. But it's been sitting there, so it's missing. Well, I mean, not the Lavazza. It's morning. But Tim's smells nice. Tim's is brand new. I don't know. What else? I'm going to go around coffee shops today and tomorrow. Different ones. And go buy their beans. We'll go to Sprouts and see what kind of beans they got. Just going to try something else altogether. I can go back to River Moon also. River Moon's very nice. Got a nice aroma. But they stopped making the Highlander grog. I'm like, oh. I mean, worst to come to worst, I'll go to Tar J. Get the Good and Gather coffee. Flavor coffee smells good too. Like, that'll be my task for the day. And plus the images, which I was supposed to do. And you say, I'm like, too lazy. I'm too lazy for that. Yesterday. Today, maybe. Yeah, I'm like, so I don't know what else is there for today other than just watch the Binance thing and forget about this shooting thing. I mean, not forget about, but just that they're pushing it too much. So something else is happening, and they're not telling us what's in the background. Ginger demands docs after IRS attempt to intimidate. Strange stuff. SBF charged with funneling $40 million into crypto price CCP officials. Oops. You're gonna see a lot of this stuff coming, and they're gonna bypass all this news. The mainstream, they're gonna say something else. Which that leads to the conspiracy theory that let's do the shooting thing again and try to take your guns away, it will never work. Just keep going with this, rolling, and in the meantime, we're gonna avoid these other news. Like SBF bribing CCP. There's gonna be connections everywhere. You're gonna see it. I'm like, I wonder if anyone in my family are connected. I'm like, oh crap. Oh, you know, you're gonna get a, but a lot of people are connected. They don't even know, right? Like if you buy from Amazon or Alibaba, yeah, or I have my stuff. I go to parts. I got my LED thing, mini LED here. Where are they from? Even Starbucks, the Christmas blend. I heard it's from China. Like, oh, this process over there. Like, oh, no. That cannot happen. No. Oh, I just scrolled on Zero Hedge. And I saw something. Over 3,000 pound of beef. Recall because possible E. coli contamination. E. coli. Can you heat E. coli or can you have to use cold E. coli? I don't know. You guys gotta stop eating meat. You're like the bug. Get the bug. Oh. I should eat the bug, like sing it like currently is Helen Forrest. Should sing like that. We gonna leave the logs. And you're gonna like it. Yeah. Great. Okay, so this is it for the podcast. Have a great day. So I won't do a podcast tomorrow. But so I guess I'll see you guys on whoever listened to this crap on Friday. See ya.